Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here on Good Day for a few more days certainly is worth it, because his music, when you think about the annals of musical history, who have been the ones that most influenced? Think about Mozart and Brahms and Beethoven in the era of the last 500, 600, 700, 800 years. And you fast forward to the 1950s and how music so radically changed from what had been the case after World War II, the big bands and the individuals who popped up like Elvis, Sonny James, and Johnny Cash, and Little Richard, and some of these, the earlier ones from Sun Records. And so it's been extremely impactful on all of our lives. It certainly has been, like the Beatles music has been.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and also hearing what influenced these amazing artists who are now the influence for so many people, like with Elvis. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was heavily influenced by a mix of blues and Christian gospel and country music.
He grew up in
and,
it. Yeah.
Yeah, and then really kind of combined those to just
create
this incredible sound.
His gospel music is among the best music ever recorded by anybody. Some of the things that he did with his voice when he would sing those gospel songs. Every Sunday morning they have a couple of hours of gospel, his gospel music on the Sirius XM Elvis channel. And it just is, it separates him and his music from anything else that's out there. It's just, it's glory. It's glory in its best sense. Fabulous. If you want to get inspired, listen to a couple of hours of that stuff and you'll be ready to not only rock and roll, but to be connected. You know, that's really what it is, that spiritual connection that comes from music that you can't get, like gospel music. I think gospel, if I were to take a genre of music and examine it and say, okay, why do I like it? It's so easy to figure out why you like. And the roots of people like Aretha came, these kids that started singing. Whitney Houston's another example of kids that came along who sang in churches. And look how their voices developed, how they became the individuals that they were. It was just, it's amazing stuff, gospel music. Great, great stuff. I don't think there's a bad gospel song around. And you watch, you go to some of these churches. I used to go, like to go, because I'm not a religionist in the sense that I feel strongly that you go listen to a message from somebody, and I guess I lost that when the minister had an affair with my mother. I kind of lost my focus on the people, but the music always did it for me. It really did. It became a unifier, something that you really like singing. I sang, started singing in choirs when I was in junior high school, through high school, through college, and then some. And it was something I really looked forward to, because it's a unification kind of thing. And you become, it's a purposeful sort of thing as well. And so anyway, I'm off on a toot, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. It is what it is from time to time. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. I was thinking about the movie Castaway, where the character played by Tom Hanks, survivor, the plane crash, wakes up on a deserted island, walks around the island looking for something, some way to be saved. And, of course, he didn't see anything. So he scavenges around for food. He builds sort of not a shelter, but, you know, he prepares and survives as well as he can, given the circumstances. It's a fabulous story. The sun's important to him. The rain is important to him. I think didn't he try to start a fire and he couldn't, or did he start a fire? I'm trying to remember. You remember that movie, Jay?
I never saw that movie.
Oh, didn't you? Oh, my God. You missed Yeah, no, I know you like those creepy, horrible movies, but this this is a good one that would hold your interest, in fact. Because a great story about him living on this tiny island, and then he's finally saved. And it's just, I don't know, it's just, I think it's a great motivator, frankly. Survival. Here's a man that did in the story, but this story's been repeated. I mean, there's a real story around that story. Hollywood mm-hmm. takes its, you know, they'll take their privileges with it, if you will, but still, fabulous story about survival. And it's something that we all ought to pay attention to. Speaking of surviving, the number one survivor in the world right now, I think, is Donald Trump. This guy is, like, through everything, he's still out there. I thought it was interesting that he said he will not sign a pledge, Jay, to support the Republican nominee if he loses the primary.
But and would you expect any different?
Nah, kind of not from him. Nah. He didn't want to be, he doesn't want to be in the first debate because he says, basically, why should I? I'm on top of the heap. Why would I sign this letter and why would I participate in the debate? He said, and he said, I could name three or four people that I would not support for president. I can tell you, Pence is one of them. Christie is another one.
Mm-hmm.
But he's what he did do was separate out, single out Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina, and this guy Vivek Ramaswamy. I think it was two or three weeks ago. I said, "Who is this guy?" And after you and I talked about it, I looked into him and I paid attention to him.
Yeah, Vivek. Uh huh.
I'm thinking he's really. I think he's something, I don't know if special is the right word, but somebody that can to contend with. The way he looks at issues, the way he comes across. And Trump says both of them have been very nice to him. Well, why wouldn't you be? You got nothing to, you know, Chris Christie, I think, hasn't made a mistake because he's right in all the things he says about Trump, in my mind, and Pence as well. But there's not a groundswell of support for you if you're always talking about somebody else. How about you talk about yourself? How about what you're all about? What are your values? What are you going to do? Why would you want to be president instead of talking about what a boob Trump is? We, you know, there's plenty of people who figure that Trump's a boob,
mm-hmm.
But you know he's certainly polling better than his rivals at the moment, and whether he can keep that up or not, depending on whether he goes to jail or whatever the heck else is going on with all of these indictments. It hasn't hurt his popularity. The other one he didn't. Did I mention DeSantis? He doesn't like DeSantis.
Shocking.
Yeah, right, exactly. I don't like this. I don't know the guy personally. I just think he's a grandstander. There's something about Trump. At least you know where the guy's coming from. He is who he is. And there's something about that that is, I don't know if likable is the right word, but there's, you know, and respecting how he is, not all of the shenanigans that he's been involved in. I don't respect that, but I do. He has been able to pull off some amazing stuff. And I don't think that DeSantis has the starch to do it. I think he is a complete one-trick pony.
He's kind of like a disruptor.
Yeah, and for what? Not positive disruptor.
Yeah.
With him, it's all negative all the time.
Instigator.
Yeah, exactly. Like he didn't get breastfed when he was a kid or something, when he was a baby. Okay.
What does that have to do with it?
You look for attention because you didn't get it from your mother. It's a pretty simple formula if you dig into it a little bit. All right, let's see here. The situation in Chicago. Here we go again. 9-year-old girl shot while riding a scooter. The man who's been arrested was complaining about all the noise the children in the neighborhood were making. So he gets out a gun and he shoots this kid. That's it. That's mm-hmm. all.
This is an example of why some people
guns
should not have access to guns.
Michael Goodman, 43, charged with first-degree murder, and I hope he, I don't know about the death penalty, but he should be put away fast and forever. So he lived on the same street with his girl, and they were out on, it's summertime, they were outside 9, 10 o'clock at night riding their scooters.
Well, apparently he complained multiple times, and other people in the neighborhood would say, they're kids, it's summer, they're having fun, just let them be. They're not actually being disruptive with anything. They're just kids being kids.
Mm-hmm. And she comes from a family that doesn't have anything, so they set up a GoFundMe campaign to offset the cost of her funeral. But a 9-year-old kid riding a scooter, this guy maybe deserves what, maybe they should put him on a scooter, run him down the street, and everybody take a shot at him. Sounds a little outrageous, but guys like that don't deserve any more, nothing. They don't deserve any consideration at all. That nurse who was captured, remember a couple of weeks ago?
Yes. And
the story from Haiti?
Haiti with her child.
Yeah, she and her daughter have been released. She was working for a nonprofit trying to help out the people. And for, you know, here's their gratitude. We're going to capture, we'll kidnap her and her daughter. Haiti is about as ruthless a place. There's no law anywhere. Haiti is completely out of control. There are a few places like that on the planet. Somalia is kind of like that. A couple of the islands in the Pacific are like that. But this was a dramatic example of how lawlessness takes over in circumstances, and it has been ever since Haiti was ruined by the hurricane. How many years ago was that? It's been 4 or 5 years. How long has it been since Haiti was destroyed by that hurricane? It's never been put back together. Has it been that? It's been a long time.
It feels like it has, yes.
Yeah, horrible place to go. Don't go there. Don't ever go there. Stay away from it. There have been over 1,000 kidnappings there in the last few years. Women, children, and of course then it gets to what are they doing with the children, and the trafficking discussion comes up again, and how much of a danger it is for young boys and young girls. Apparently some missionaries also have been kidnapped. There were folks from our country and Canada went down to an orphanage in Haiti to try to help out. They, for their trouble, got kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. Was there a reason that they got released? Why did they get released, and not some of these others? I don't know. It wasn't
unsure.
It wasn't clear.
Yeah, well, her husband and the father is the director of this organization.
Yeah, the organization.
Who are there?
Yeah. Okay. Pretty exasperating stuff here. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha Steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's have Michael Harrison do our bidding for us, shall we? It's 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael from Talkers Magazine. We're discussing some of the nuances of the info that's in the charts this week, the stories and the people that the folks at Talkers work all week to put together. Fannie Willis and Jack Smith seem to have something in common with Donald Trump.
They're deranged.
Trump.
They're all deranged. Political discussion. They're deranged.
It's an easy out.
Well, they say
then we can move on to the next thing.
I mean, I hear deranged use from both sides. Trump is deranged. Jack Smith is deranged. Another word, unhinged. I hear that all the time.
In another unhinged speech.
Mm-hmm. It's all, these names are all part of the the indictment or forthcoming indictment or forthcoming trial or wherever the hell it's at. In indictment number three, I believe. I think number three is Washington and the Justice Department.
How much money are we spending as taxpayers? And how much money do the people who are contributing to the Trump campaign? So far, I think it's $44 million or $40 some odd million that has been donated to the Trump campaign has been used to pay his legal expenses. I think that's kind of
a lot of the people that love Trump feel like they're doing God's work. But
oh yeah, I know that. Yeah,
but the mega donors, the really big GOP big buck donors, have not been quick to give Trump money.
Nope. Uh-uh. You're right about
that. Something you don't hear that much about.
Yeah, no, you don't, because the Trumpers just love him no matter what, which is a fascinating thing in and of itself in terms of psychology or maybe even psychosis. What is there this guy offers that makes people so willing to, it's like the fire in Hawaii, they jump into the water or they'll run into the fire for this guy and they don't even know him.
Well, this is the thing that is interesting, that people that are objective and analyze this come to the conclusion that the biggest suckers, and I say this carefully, I'm not saying this, we just hear this, because this is incendiary, the biggest suckers out there, if Trump is in fact the con man that many people believe he is, are his biggest fans.
Yeah.
That he preys upon his supporters. They're the ones that are being suckered, not the rest of the country. Most of the country has moved on in terms of we, the country, spend a lot of time talking about him and concerned about him, but not necessarily.
I'm not concerned about him at all.
Buying into it. The major point the Republican Party has to deal with is you don't have to be a Trump lover to be a Republican or a conservative.
Well, and you look at some of the messages from some of the people like Ramaswamy and Scott, two people who are, I think Ramaswamy is actually, I'm fascinated by him. What about you?
He's interesting. I don't think he's, historically important. I think he's just a sideshow, but that's okay.
Well, he may be,
wrong.
No, well, maybe, maybe not. He's giving us something to think about, though. And I think that's what we're lacking with most of the major candidates, because they say the same thing over and over again. Trump never talks about the issues. He always talks about himself. What do you learn about somebody?
Other people. He attacks people.
Yeah, and attacks other people. Yeah.
Yeah, he attacks his detractors.
You know nothing about what he thinks about the issues or how he's going to help America. That's what I think it annoys me, because... You know, you can look at his record for the 4 years he's been the president, and there were some pretty good things that were done in some departments. The agriculture department, which happens to be the one that I'm probably, other than that, the commerce department I'm closest to, was a nightmare. The guy he had running it was a crook, a thief. And, you know, on that side of the ledger, I think, what a horror show. But then some of the practical things that were done during that era were quite good. All right, more coming up in another half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 28 after now.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution believes an indictment against former President Trump could come as early as Tuesday. Tamar Hallerman said two witnesses confirmed to the newspaper they've been subpoenaed to testify before a grand jury on Tuesday. Former Vice President Mike Pence says his former boss got bad advice from a group of, quote, crackpot lawyers about the vice president's role in counting electoral votes. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, he suggested the lawyers were simply telling the former president what he wanted to hear. 5 people are dead after a house exploded in a Pittsburgh suburb. The powerful blast destroyed 2 nearby homes on Saturday and damaged a dozen others. The cause is under investigation. At the movies, Barbie made it 4 straight weekends atop the box office with another $33 million haul domestically. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Whether it's news, food, or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug Line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
First 10, 12, 14 years of Elvis was music that he did with the Jordanaires. You know, they're the background singers. And they, in fact, have an album where they put an album together of all of the songs they did with Elvis without Elvis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it sounds, it's a very cool CD. I remember buying it because I love them and all of this kind of. Crank it up a little bit here in James Reed. because of the Jordanaires. Yep. They originally were a gospel group, in fact. So it's just back to the gospel roots of all of this. We're paying a lot of attention to the history of rock from the perspective of Elvis Presley, as this is Elvis Week, culminating in the acknowledgement of his passing on August 16th on, next Wednesday. So we'll have music here and there. As we move around into the nice section of the Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen along with Jay Kirshner, moving away from the home. A lot of people are preparing to go to college. I remember going away. I was really excited. I wanted to get out of my house, away from my parents, and so I went to Ohio to get away. And it worked out to be probably the best thing that I had done in my life to that point.
Oh, that's
in terms
great.
of what I got out of it. So let's put it that way. So you think about, there was a story I saw that I really loved because I feel this way about my daughter. She's grown up, and yet I look at her and I think of, we were talking about this last night actually at dinner, of what reminds me of her when she was a little child. There's a picture of her when she was about a year old in the bathroom with her in the tub with me giving her a bath. And she looks at that, and she's going to have her 50th birthday this December. I think, my God.
Where does the time go?
Exactly. Right. But there's not much better than a father's love for his daughter. So there's this father who went around some neighborhoods in New York. He used to commute to work. And so has these post-it notes. He put some stickers placed all around on lampposts and railings that were devoted to his love for his daughter. Daughter's name is Sarah, father's name is Mark, and she loved seeing these pictures, and so she did a video. She went around, she followed where her father had posted these, she did a video and dedicated it to her father, which I think is just adorable, frankly. And I wish, you know, I think about that. We all think about these things in terms of how they might affect us. What would you do with your dad, knowing your dad, knowing you? I could see your father doing something like that. He really shines on you and your sister.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. We are beyond blessed and lucky and fortunate with the parents that we have. My mom and my dad are so
Yeah, your mother's
beautiful.
No slouch either. Yeah, exactly. Yep. And I think that sort of thing helps to keep families together, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
Much as anything else. It's very unique. And yet it's fun, it's warm, it's neat.
Yeah. Well, think about this. Whenever a family goes on vacation and you ask the parents or guardians, what did you do? What was your favorite part about the vacation? And they'll typically say, like, something along the lines of some activity they did or eating out. Or they even say it's not a vacation, it's a relocation. You're still parenting your children. You ask the child what their favorite part was, and it's none of the things that cost money. It was the fact that...
No.
Their parents gave them the attention and played with them.
Yep. All right, new school year is right around the corner. Some states are bringing back free school lunches, regardless of how much money the family makes. So is this a good program? Federal government, actually it's part of the farm bill that's being discussed now in Congress as to whether or not there should be a big part of the farm bill, actually, school lunch menus, where they get the food from. They buy it from the big farm co-ops as a way to help out the farming industry, supposedly. Anyway, is this something that you want to have happen? Are you all for the Fed buying lunches for everybody no matter what? It started, actually, I think, during COVID, there was some of this for the people that actually went to school.
Yeah, well, the knowledge that... The school lunches were a lot of times for too many children that was the only
thing they got. Right.
Or the only, that would be the only hot meal that they would actually get that day. And they relied on that. And so a lot of places, even if their schools closed, they still kept lunch, like, you could still go and get something to eat.
Yeah. Right. So now there are 9 states. You can be sure California would be in on it because they always are on these things. But then Colorado and Maine and Michigan and Minnesota, Massachusetts, Nevada, New Mexico and Vermont all have restored free meals for everybody in school.
Mm-hmm.
And it's paid for by federal grants, So whether you like it or not, whether you think it's a good idea, it's coming back. Speaking of California, this circumstance in California, I wish Jennifer were here, because sometimes when I see these stories, I save them for when Jennifer's actually here, Jennifer Horn, with Jay and I. With Jay and me. Let me do the right English there, James. It's and me, the objective case. Me. Okay, got it. The mayor of this city, where a pair of 7-Eleven store clerks beat up a thief. Did you see this video? It's all over the place. This guy comes in, and he's got a gun, and he threatens the two employees at the 7-Eleven. He goes around and ransacks the store, and the employees chase him around and beat him up. And so now the state says they're going to prosecute the two guys in the store instead of the thief who was trying to steal. He threatened to kill him.
Uh-huh. And we've
what
seen
the hell's
this before.
Wrong?
Yeah, we've seen this before. I think it was a bodega employee who was being attacked by somebody, and he ended up stabbing this person and killing him, and then he was charged for murder. I think he ended up getting off.
Yeah.
But, my goodness.
Yeah. Who thinks...
Yeah, people who shoot someone through the door or shoot a child because of noise complaint, like...
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, no, he's getting charged. But I think the woman who, the neighbor who shot her neighbor through the door over a stolen iPad, didn't she get let go? She let off?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Now, here's another one of these cases bringing to your attention. You know, I wail all the time at the news media that overemphasizes things that are not so bad, like leprosy. We were talking about that earlier, and the news media is playing that up like a fiddle, and that's really not that big a problem at all. A problem that hasn't been played up enough, in my estimation, is the problem brought to the surface by this movie, Sound of Freedom, which continues to have legs and continues to be, this is Caviezel as an investigator, looking into youngsters who are captured. And so the latest incident of that is getting a lot of attention, comes from the father of this missing 13-year-old Wisconsin boy, who says that his son drove away from home in the family vehicle, but he was being coerced by somebody else to do it. So this kid's been missing since June 12th, 13 years old. They don't know where he went. They don't know where the van. They don't know anything. This guy's got four children, and he said that they've looked all around everywhere and they can't find it. But there's some video, there's some footage that caught this kid going out in the middle of the night, walking across the street to the family's car. Got inside the car. He said just kind of sat in the car for an hour or so, and then he got the car drove away and he's vanished. And so now some people think that he left home because he was being coerced into doing it. So how do you, then what happens? They found, the police found a makeshift campsite in a nearby park. But the father says he didn't think the son spent the night there. The search dogs the police had didn't find his scent anyway. The father thinks that the youngster met somebody online, and this person may have coerced him, and they think it might have been a woman. There's a Snapchat video posted on his phone where, you know, he interacts with this person, and there was something that happened. He was sorry, so he was going out to apologize for it, and it looked like it was a woman. So what a mess. Ah! All right, a couple of other things on the police blotter. Students at a driving school in Colorado got a crash course in crashing. And the driving instructor collided into a building with the driving school, with the pupils in the car.
Uh-huh.
And the building he crashed into was the Learn to Drive facility that he worked in. So the instructor in the business, he gets cited for a traffic violation, And
here is an example of what not to do.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of you can't help but chuckle. Nobody got really hurt. It just is silly.
Yeah, and you can't write something like that. Like, that's the headline. New hire at driving school crashes car into the learn to drive facility where they are employed.
Here's another car story, another car scenario. A 10-year-old boy waited until his parents went to sleep, took their vehicle for a test drive. He took his 18-month-old sister along for the ride.
Oh, no.
Went to see their grandparents 68 miles away. He did well for the first few miles, but then he began to swerve off the road, and the police were around, and so they, I guess it was a driver of a truck that saw, actually alerted authorities to what was going on.
Well, but, and was the baby even buckled in the car seat properly, or just kind of set on the seat?
Looked like it.
Oh, it makes you wonder what was going on that he wanted to leave his sibling with him. Yeah.
Yep. Right.
To go see his parents.
All right. Here's something good from the police blotter. State police officer, excuse me, in New Mexico. Damn this thing, these allergies. Excuse me. This state police officer praised Jay for heroics after he saved a youngster and a newborn, in fact. Officer Ismael Perez on patrol when saw a mother giving birth in a car on her way to the hospital.
Yeah,
so apparently the police officer
pulled him over.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what they pulled him over for, because they were driving erratically. And apparently the baby wasn't breathing, so this police officer saved the baby. So there's something good to think about as we continue on here at 48 After on Good Day. Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit DrinkTap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
The hour now. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments. What's this music about, Chucker?
Doesn't that want to make you wrestle, Doug, when you hear that?
No. Doesn't it?
Why not?
No.
That was actually Hulk Hogan's theme song when he was at the top of his peak.
Really?
He turned 70 years old today, 1953, born August 11, 1953. I would argue that, because I watch a lot of old wrestling matches on YouTube, I just find that 1980s period very interesting because it was obviously a lot more than wrestling when Vince McMahon got involved with MTV in 84 and Cyndi Lauper got into the game, and then WrestleMania 1, which I went to actually live at Madison Square Garden back I think it was 85. And it had the WWF at the time, which is before it was called WWE, explode into the mainstream pop culture. And Hulk Hogan became the biggest, I think, beneficiary of that. A huge part of pop culture, Hulk Hogan. So happy birthday, turned 70 years old.
What did the F stand for in WWF?
World Wrestling Federation at the time.
But good man. There you go. All right, what's coming out this weekend that's good? What's new? What you want to predict things?
I think it's just a horror movie called The Last Voyage of Detonimer. It takes place on a cruise ship. I don't know how much business it's going to do. I would expect Bobby and Oppenheimer continue to do very well. I think it'll be interesting to see how the Meg 2, The Trench, which had actually a fairly decent opening weekend at $30 million last week, and how that'll hold up. Will Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning continue to have at least a little bit of legs here domestically? That's over $500 million worldwide. There is a Netflix movie, if you care about that, as I stated yesterday. Gal Gadot, who plays Wonder Woman, Heart of Stone, that's a big Netflix movie They're going to try to get a lot of viewership off that one. Reviews are somewhat tepid. I don't think reviews are going to matter for that because it's a straight action film.
Right.
Although she did give a statement. It was just interesting the way this works on social media. She actually came out and said that DC Warner Brothers, along with James Gunn, has green lit and is working with her to do a Wonder Woman 3.
Good.
A lot of studio, but here's the thing: a lot of studio analysts have come out and debunked that report, saying it's not accurate at all. If I had to predict, will Gal Gadot play Wonder Woman again? I'm going to say she's not going to. Because I think DC's in so much so much turmoil. By the time they find a way to do a Wonder Woman 3, it'll probably be 4 or 5 years, and I just think she'll be priced out of the game in terms of they'll recast.
I think you're wrong. All right, so there we go. Writers Guild setting new negotiations. They are streaming and discussing a lot of things today. They've been on strike for 100 days. One wonders how they're surviving. They're sticking to their guns. Meanwhile, the curs that are running these big companies that are trying to screw over the Writers Guild and the actors and stuff, because that's really what's going on.
You what need we a mediator, know. No?
Yeah, well, I think there's
an associated mediator. There's no way you're gonna take both issues and form it to the center.
So what's taking them so long? Where's the leadership here? Why hasn't the president appointed somebody?
I don't know exactly what's in the mind of the studio executives. But
yeah,
clearly,
I do.
They want to break the writers and actors. Because I do think they have a fascination or somewhat with AI. I do believe that's a big issue. Why...
It'll be the end of their business. It'll kill it.
Yeah,
it will.
Ridiculous.
It'll kill it. And they're so greedy. They're so one-sided. You can say, well, you don't run a studio. You don't know what they're up against. I run a business, and I know what that's about.
Sure.
It doesn't take a lot of figuring out to see what's going on, I don't know if insensitive is the
right word. You want to go back to a happier time, Doug? This day in movie history, August 11, 1973, American Graffiti opened.
Yay! Now that was a movie.
Let's take a time machine and go back to that day.
All right. That was a good movie. Yeah. And you know what? It still holds up. It still holds up today. So,
the DJ, Wolfman Jack.
Wolfman Jack, that's Wolfman Jack here on the radio. Wolfman Jack, see you later, trucker.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.